This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine is coming to a close. My thanks to Janet Jukes.
Oh, thanks, Macker. I love coming on Saturday Magazine.
My co-host, Janet, is going to be not in March. She's busy doing a whole lot of other stuff in March.
Oh, there's Mardi Gras, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Chill out.
And for the months after that, Janet will be with us each month. Thank you, Liam, for panelling for us. Thank you, Fiona, for your executive production. Thank you, Paul, for the news. Thank you, James, on the front desk. Thank you, James, our podcaster. Also, thanks to Harriet Shing, Minister for Equality. I had a quick chat to her. Penny McDonald, Pride March President from 2001 to 2005. Then we had
Josh Richard Burns, of course.
Richard Keane from Living Positive, Josh Burns, mm-hmm. Liz Bradshaw. Look, a lot of people have said, have asked, you know, we commented on Pride March and overwhelmingly positive comments. A few people asked why I didn't talk about too much about the people who disrupted the march. I actually don't believe in giving airbag to rat bag people.
Definitely. I mean, I think we wanted we really wanted to talk about what the Pride March was about. Really.
Do no harm.
Absolutely.
Right? People have a right to protest, but, you know, we live in a society we like to think is civilised. Behave in a civilised fashion. That's it. Oh, I get longer.
Can I get a right of reply?
Yeah, go for that.
He's looking at me going, no, you don't have a right of reply.
No, of course you do.
But, you know, I think definitely protest is really, really important, and protest is a really important part of our history,
yes,
and our movement. And without the right to protest and the courage of people to protest, we wouldn't have got the change. And we need to continue that change. But I guess the thing about protest is you've got to really think about what you're going to achieve by it. And certainly overwhelmingly in the comments that we've seen this morning, a lot of people are really offended by the protest that happened and felt it was counterproductive. Mm. So that's the debate that we need to have in our community about, you know, the value of the protest and what you're going to achieve. Yeah, we've got a lot of work to do with the police.
And violence in a protest is not appropriate.
And at that event, I think probably it was misjudged in that protest, in my opinion.
Yeah. So let us know if you agree, if you don't agree.
Oh, they're coming through again, Macca.
Judging by...
Go Macca, we've got here.
Two exclamation
somebody here.
Marks.
Preach Macca.
No,
there you go.
I can't. Actually, I could get tax deductibility if I did.
People, anyway. And another one, Fiona says, people abuse protest privilege. And they don't represent me at all. So, again, I think it just shows that we're a really broad community. We've got different ways of doing things.
Yeah.
We need to be able to accommodate everybody's point of view, I think.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Janet. Going to see you again in the studio. Thanks again. It's always great to co-host with you, and I appreciate you giving up some of your valuable day.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.